Well, happy Mother's Day. What a good-looking bunch of moms in the room today. So glad that you could be here. It's always a special time for me to honor you all. Last service, I cried. This service, I vow I won't do that. I think about you moms often. You know, it's been about 20 years that I've been part of this church. And it's been amazing to see the young ones grow up to be moms. The moms even growing up to have more children. But what you've poured into your children are such a testimony to me. I've watched you over the years, and the effortless, I'm sure it's not as effortless as it appears, but I don't see those moments. I see the moments here in church, and you're always caring, always encouraging, always loving your children. And so thank you, moms, for pouring all that wonderful love into them. It shows because they are now growing up and serving here at the church and serving other peoples in the town. And so your efforts are well rewarded, I assure you. But there's a few other women in the Bible that speaks to me that also are poured out their hearts to God for their children. And one of them was the widow who poured the oil. In Kings 4, 1 through 7, she wanted so much out of desperation to fix her family because she was in debt when her husband died. She was a widow. And when you're in debt in those days, they sold your children as property to pay for the debt. So could you imagine this widow had just lost her husband? And now she was facing this debt that she had to pay because they wanted to collect. And she didn't know what to do. I understand this story speaks a lot to me because I had a $4.5 million debt that I had to pay. So I worked for 3 years faithfully to pay that debt off. That was an impossible debt to pay off. I never could have done it in my lifetime. And I prayed every night that God would give me an opportunity to pay it off. And the very last year, the third year, before I even met Irwin, the state of Pennsylvania forgave that debt, $4.5 million. That was God. And so when this woman leaned in and asked to speak to the prophet Elijah, in desperation, she believed in God. She believed in this prophet because he was from God. She prayed so hard, and then he said, okay. When she went to see him, he said, well, what do you have in your house? And she goes, well, I have a little bit of oil. She's wondering, I have nothing. I just have this little bit of oil. And he says, good. Go out and collect vessels for this oil and pour the oil in it, and it will multiply. So she sent her sons out there. Now, keep in mind, these vessels that they're borrowing are precious to every family in the town because they don't have a lot. And everything they have, it's not like they can go down to buy Walmart and go out and get a jar or go to the thrift store and get a jar. These were vessels that they valued, that they cherished. And these boys were going out of the neighborhood knowing that they were going to be sold into debt and left their mom alone. They must have been petrified knocking on the doors and asking for these vessels. And yet people gave these vessels to them, one by one by one. And they brought them back to their mother's house, and they poured the oil in, and the oil continued to flow, continued to pour into the vessels, just like she was pouring into God for this desperation of a mother to save her family. She had just lost her husband. She was going to lose her children. But she turned to faith. She turned to what she believed was God was going to help her. See, that's what moms do. There's a lot of things in the background that you do as moms that no one ever sees. Maybe the prayers at night. Maybe the sacrifices that you've given up so that your children can do certain activities, or maybe even to put food on the table. My daughter didn't know the dire straits that we were in. She didn't know that we had no money, really, except for the 3 jobs that I was working and bringing in money. I didn't let her know that part because I didn't want to worry her anymore. She had just lost her dad. But I did lean in on God, and I did trust God, even though not all my prayers were answered. He always came through faithfully. And so this is what this woman did. She faithfully asked and believed in God, and it was restored that her debt was paid because of her faithfulness. and she could keep her sons. She must have been so delighted to know that she could keep her family together. But what struck me the most thing is, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, the oil stayed. That's in 2 Kings 4:66. That oil stayed. There wasn't extra, there wasn't an overflow, but there was just enough to pay her debt off. That's who God is. Just enough. Just what we need at that moment, at that second, at that time. That spoke to me. She had faith. Even though it was a little bit of oil, it was that faith that pulled that through. She was emotionally drained, financially stretched, and spiritually tired, but she still prayed. That's who that widow was. When a mother keeps pouring, praying, loving, wisdom, and faith, God will multiply what you're praying for. Always, always, always. Keep that in mind. The next woman I speak to is Hannah. Hannah was kind of an interesting woman. She prayed and prayed for a child. She prayed so much that she actually she opened up the doors in heaven. God heard her prayers. She prayed that she would give her child. God, if you give me a child, I will give him to you. I will give him back to you. I will pour everything into him so he will be a great person for God to bring on the nation, to talk about Jesus, to talk about what is done. And that's exactly what happened. Her son became the greatest prophet of Israel. Can you imagine? She had no idea that's what he would become. But her faithfulness, her trust in God, even though she was heartbroken, even though she was a little bitter, I'm sure, in her heart that she didn't have a child yet, she took it to God. She didn't take it to her neighbors and complain and say, I don't have a child. What's going on? How come he doesn't do this? He gives it to you but not me. That's not what Hannah did. Hannah stuck in. She prayed. She opened up the heavens, and God honored her and gave her this child who became the greatest prophet. Her prayer changed so much in the kingdom. She probably will never know. But also Hannah, what was interesting about Hannah talked a lot about God throughout the whole journey. She was one of the first theologians to keep talking and pouring into people about God. That's amazing. A mom who believes so much in what God could do in her life that she wanted to spread that one after another to most people. That's faith in a mom. She cared so greatly about a child, and I can understand that. My own daughter actually called this morning crying. She couldn't have a baby. She has been praying for over 10 years. We've been praying for her. And she says, Mom, I just don't understand. I've asked God, and it breaks my heart every time. She's not bitter. She has a lot of children that she mentors. She actually does some Sunday school, and she has special needs that she works in as a teacher. So she pours in a lot of love in these kids, and every year she has a favorite that she wants to take home with her, and then she realizes that she can't because they have a family, but she loves them beyond all measure. So she has a mother's heart, but no child. And I know that someday God will honor her, whether she'd be a mentor or an aunt or something, to feel that mother's love that's missing inside her, that child that she's missing. That's prayer. So when I hung up with her, she said, Mom, just pray with me. And so we did. And we just prayed, and she felt so much better, and she thanked God for her life. And so I was grateful that got that call this morning, even though it was pretty hard. There's another woman that also sacrificed, was Jochebed, who put Moses on the Nile River in a basket, because the king wanted to kill all the Hebrew children. She didn't want her child. This is a mom who did not want to lose her child. She put her in the Nile in a basket where there's crocodiles, there's animals, everything. But she had faith in God that her child will be spared. And that child became Moses. And she watched from a distance that she couldn't hold her own child at that moment when conception. But she trusted God enough to put him in a basket down the river and watch him go away. That's a mother's love. Wow, that's an incredible testimony of how much she believed that God would do for her. Even though she had no evidence, she just trusted him. Moms, you trust your children. I know you pour in a lot. I know there's some days that, guys, you think your moms are crazy because they ask you to do too much, clean your room. What is it necessary to go to school? What am I going to learn about math? Why in the world do I need to put things back in the same place? Like all those fun things. But you know, your mom is training you up to be obedient, so you'll have the obedient word of God in you. If you trust and understand your parents, they teach you obedience, is because that obedience is going to teach you about God, to be obedient to him. She loves you. She pours a lot into you. There's a lot of things that you probably don't even know about your mom. I hope you get today to ask her about what her life was like growing up. Maybe it may have answered some questions you have why she does things the way she does. I'm not elevating a mom higher than a dad. A mom and a dad are equal ground. But today it's Mother's Day, so I get to just brag on moms a little bit more today. They pray when you don't see it. They ask God to deliver you when you become a child that has gone away. And hopefully you will come back to the way that they've raised you. When I was at a women's conference about a week ago, we had 2,000 ladies that were there. And one of the things that struck me about this is there was a mom was praying a long time for her son for 32 years to come back because he had gone away from the word and had done drugs and done everything. And he actually brought his mom to this conference. He was saved through a prison ministry. And that prison ministry, he was able to give his life to God and become and turn his life completely around. And now he caretakes for his mom, who has now has some handicap issues. But she was so grateful that she could just sit next to her son. She just beamed. But what was so sweet is this young man put his arm gently around her and held her tight. And you could just see her weeping. But that was her prayers for 32 years for her son to come back. She believed in God. And God delivered. That's what a prayerful prayer from a mom can do. You can change the destiny of your families by prayer. Don't ever think that, oh, this will never happen. It will happen. God can make the impossible. And I tell you this so much so that there was also another speaker there that talked to me about, he was in prison for life for murder and quite a few other things that he had done. No chance of getting out. And there's some people from men's ministry came in, ministered to him. He received Christ, and he changed. He wanted to go to theology school. So he became 4 years of theology, and then he became a doctorate. But before that even happened, the state of Tennessee forgave his sentence, and he could get out of prison. But he chose not to come out of prison. What he chose to do, this was 18,000 acres of men, the worst prison in the United States, the worst of the worst of crimes. He wanted to open up a seminary, accredited seminary in this prison. Well, nobody has ever done that. He went to a couple of churches, went to the state legislature, and they all backed him, and he got to open up this accredited theology seminary in this prison. And he stayed. He could have left. He could have started his life again. But he stayed because he wanted to preach the gospel and tell them the good news about Christ to all these prisoners. And the coolest thing was that I had these two women that were next to me. Their father was ministered. They had murdered her mom, their mom. But the man that was preaching up there on top of to the ladies was praying with us. That was the same man that ministered to her dad, who was then gave his life to Christ, although he's still in jail, repaired relationships with these two women that lost their mom, that their dad murdered, and they were able to have a relationship with their dad in prison. That's what a praying mom does. That's what praying children do. They change a destiny of a family. And that was it's pretty awesome to see how far God can redeem us We think we're unredeemable. We think we're not good enough. We think we're not valuable enough. Those are all lies. If these women pray and trusted God, I hope, guys, that you trust your parents and you appreciate your parents. Even in their golden years, there are a lot of people that I come encounter with that their children have left them. They don't come and visit them anymore. I hope that will never be your case. I hope that you will always pray and visit your parents, even in their golden years, and love on them. It's a different relationship from us when you have children and then we release you and you get married, you go out into the world. It becomes a different relationship because now you're making your decisions as an adult. But us moms are still praying for you. I always tell my kids, I still pray. I don't care if you get 92 years old and I'm hopefully can be 100 and some odd years. I will pray for you because that is what I want to do for you so that your life will be centered around Christ. And so honor your parents. It's in the commandments. Value your mom when she picks up your laundry, when she asks you to make your room up, your bed, or pick up your junk, or she brings you to soccer practice, or she brings you to all these different places your parents bring you to. Say thank you. Talk to your parents. Ask them their stories, but honor your mom and your dad. But today is a special day, so honor your mom and your grandmom or your auntie. They, I'm sure, are instrumental in your lives. So we talked about this woman putting down this baby in the Nile. Can't imagine doing that. It just would make me very, very nervous. But see, God, he sees. He saw the widow in the empty house, Hannah's tears, Jacob's basket. But then there was Mary. And Mary, we don't talk a lot about, but I often think of Mary. Mary said yes to an angel to carry Jesus. Can you imagine that? 15 years old, she said yes. She had faith. She had obedience. And she carried this child within her. Then she got to see him grow up until only about 33 years of age. And then she saw him sacrificed on the cross. And yet, even on the cross, Jesus made sure that she would be taken care of. He valued her. But she knew that she had something more than just her. This child she carried was going to save us and then deposit the Holy Spirit behind, leave behind the Holy Spirit. So these women, what their greatest faith was, they trusted Jesus. Even when they were tired, even when they were worn out, even when they thought they didn't have anything else to say, even just staying still, Mom, God hears you. He hears your tears, your pain, your losses. He hears you. Please don't ever give up on your children. Those two ladies that sat next to me didn't give up, even though after their father murdered their mother, they still prayed for their dad. They told me, they said to me, we prayed for him every day, even though they killed my mom. And I thought, wow, I want to have faith like that. Praying, having faith, having love, understanding. Moms, keep pouring, keep praying, keep trusting, keep saying yes to God. And you guys, you young people, keep saying yes to God. Keep pouring out your heart, keep telling your stories. Do not let your shame keep you from anything that your parents can't handle. I guarantee you that no matter what you do in this lifetime, if you come to your parents, they will still welcome you with open arms and they will still love you. They may not like everything that you do, but they will love you just like Jesus loves you. And so I hope and pray on this Mother's Day that you value and visit your mom, give them a call, give them a hug, give them flowers, make them breakfast or dinner today. But take time out to know really who your mom is. Take time out to love on them. But we have other moms that have gone before us, moms that we haven't forgotten, We've lost a few moms recently here. And we want to give them a memory, a memorial. We want to honor them. And so I've asked people to send some of their moms in that have passed on to glory. And I'm sure that they get to play with all the children up in heaven. That's just what I imagine. And I guess they're having a great time. But we're missing them here on this earth for sure. Thank you for sharing that with your moms. They have loved you, and being a stepmom, their mom poured a lot into their children. Rose poured a lot into Julian before I got there. He was 20. To Orlando, he was 9. Diane was 10, and Wanda was 16 or 15. Rose poured a lot into her children. That's who they are today. I just got to do a little watering. These moms have done a lot in your lifetime. Don't forget them. They are in heaven.